This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's hour three of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan live at Oxnard. Our training camp coverage brought to you by Metter Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram and Twin Peaks as Zeke is approaching. The On-Time Experts hot seat, the On-Time Experts air conditioning, heating, and plumbing. Coming up at 4:20, we'll have Zach's top 10. It is a Friday, so what you drinking and what you thinking is coming up at 5:30. If you're day drinking, set a reminder. Come on back. Okay, here he is. Joining us now, the fourth overall pick in the 2016 NFL Draft of the Cowboys, a three-time Pro Bowler, a two-time All-Pro. He led the league in rushing in 2016 and 2018. You know it. The fan favorite, Ezekiel Elliott here on 105 through The Fan. And a good afternoon, sir. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Man, it's so good to be out here. It's so good to see you moving and talking like everything's good. How much better do you feel than last year when it concluded and you were playing through injury?
I feel way better. I'd say even better than beginning this offseason. I'd say it probably took me, after the season's over, you know, probably like 1.5-2 months to feel back 100. But, you know, now I'm ready.
Do you feel like there's a chance? I mean, time flies in the NFL. I can't believe it's year seven already. Feels like just yesterday. Is there a chance you can get back to being that player that you were when you first came into the league?
I think there's definitely, you know, I wouldn't say I'm not that player anymore. I'll say, you know, just as far as production, I'll say, you know, I have a different role. You know, having TP here, it's definitely helped me out a lot. It's definitely going to extend my career, you know, taking some of those touches off me. So, you know, I think it's a different role than that rookie year, but, you know, I plan to get back to that form.
Yeah, why is it that with such everything that you've accomplished as an NFL running back that people don't want to see you play football anymore? You know, they don't want – I mean, everybody's saying, oh, Pollard needs more of this, Pollard needs more of that. Is that something that kind of deep down inside, it's like, wait a minute, guys, you don't throw some dirt on me yet, huh?
I mean, it is what it is. I play for the Cowboys. So, you know, it's easy to talk about us. It's going to get you as many clicks as it can talking about us. So I think it's an easy subject to have an opinion on. But honestly, no fan, no analyst, no coach can have higher expectations than I do of myself. And so, you know, I block out that noise and I just have trusted that I'm, you know, doing everything I can, you know, be the best running back I can for this team.
I loved what you said about TP extending your career because it's something we've talked about quite a lot in terms of trying to keep you fresh, keep you healthy. How has your role changed entering this year with that combination of you and Tony Pollard?
I mean, I'll tell you, like, the first 3 years, it's like, go as hard as I can, go get a couple breaths on the sideline and get right back in there. But, you know, we're having TP, you know, got a guy who's very talented, he's very explosive, he's a very good running back, very smart player, very, very tough player. So, I mean, you know, not saying I necessarily had to worry about, you know, a drop-off in those first couple of years, but, you know, it's definitely, I mean, like I said, TP, we complement each other, we make each other better, and, I mean, he's been great for me.
Ezekiel Elliott with us here in the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. How do you like doing the fullback stuff? We see you playing a little fullback out there, and you're getting the blocking going. You seem like you would have put Gifford on his ass the other day if it was actually a game. Yeah. I think we all agree with that.
Yeah, he would have got a Buckeye sticker.
Hell yes, he would have.
He would have got a downhill Buckeye sticker on that helmet for sure for that block.
That's right. How do you like being the fullback?
Hey, I like it. We ran a lot of our offense in college was a lot like that. We did a lot of jet sweeps with me being a lead blocker, or, you know, JT will roll out and I'll be the lead blocker. And so, I mean, it's something I was used to from college. And, I mean, shoot, I'll do whatever I need to do for this team.
That's that football character. You just love hitting people, don't you?
Oh, yeah. It's definitely something about it.
You've never shied away from the contest. That's for sure.
What's the better feeling, Zeke, as a running back? Do you like shaking somebody out of their shoes or truck sticking?
Truck stick.
Every time.
Definitely the truck stick because you're setting the tone. You know, guys, they're going to – it sets the tone, and and it puts guys on alert on that defense.
Is there one that sticks out? Because there's one that sticks out to me, and it's the Atlanta Falcons. It's on the goal line. I think it was DeMonte Kazee before he was your teammate. I don't know if do any stick out to you of like, gosh, I'll never forget crushing this guy.
Man, you got that one.
Cam Chancellor rookie year.
That was a good one.
You could hear that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Had a good one versus Philly. Probably what year is that? 19 or 20? It was 19.
Might have been 19. Yeah.
Then you hurdled that guy.
That's what I'm
which
saying.
Was sick,
I remember
nasty.
The hurdle.
Wait, the hurdle has to be the best one. The hurdle has to be better than even the truck stick.
The hurdle feels good.
When you get the airborne,
the hurdle
do you
feels
have a
good.
Picture? Did Jeremiah get you a picture of the hurdle? Do you have a picture of the hurdle in your man cave or something like that?
I got it blown up, but I don't know what I did.
Mom's got it at home somewhere.
Someone's got it.
Yeah,
that needs to be on a wall somewhere important.
You do own the Eagles, though. It seems like every time we're getting ready for Cowboys Eagles, it's like, man, here's Ezekiel Elliott against the Eagles. Let's look at his numbers against Philly. Is there a team that you light up a little bit more when we're getting ready to play them?
I'd say any division opponent, just because, you know, see those guys twice a year, so you know their defense pretty well. They know you pretty well. So, I mean, it's always a fun matchup.
It's Ezekiel Elliott here in the G-Bag Nation. What can you tell us about one of the big stories this week in camp, the signing of Anthony Barr? I'm sure you've matched up with him a couple of times over the years. What's he going to do for the Cowboys defense?
I mean, he's going to be great. I think he's a guy that, you know, he gives us some depth at linebacker, so we can, you know, let Micah go pin his ears back and rush the quarterback a little more. But, I mean, he's a veteran presence. I mean, I've been to a couple Pro Bowls with him. I think he's at every Pro Bowl I've been at. But I mean, I've matched up against him a bunch of times. But he's long, he's athletic, he's a smart, he's a vet.
You mentioned the divisional games is the one that stands out the most to you. Is there a fan base that's more sort of mean than the rest? Is it the Philly fans or maybe the Giants fans that are just kind of over the top?
It is definitely the Philly fans.
Oh, they stink, right? They're the worst.
I mean, they are what they are.
They are what they are. So I'm actually going to go to my first Buckeyes game this year. I'm going to go to Iowa at Ohio State late October.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have any pointers, like anything I've got to do when I head out to Columbus?
You definitely got to hit Hyde Park. Hyde Park is a steakhouse right off High Street, yeah.
Okay.
Right off High Street. So it's a little bit downtown. But it's only like 5 minutes from campus, but it's definitely – honestly, I believe it was the best steak I've ever had.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, and you've gotten so lean now. I know you got the diet down to a science, but what's your favorite cheat meal? Is it still the McGangbang?
Oh, you can't beat the McGangbang. I think the McGangbang, that's more like late night, you know, after the bar. After a couple beers, you know, the McGangbang is always good. But, I mean, I got to probably go fried chicken.
So, I actually went on a couple of dates when we were out here. I'm like the only single guy out of our 105.3 The Fan fraternity right now. Do you have any dating tips?
Or like a first date advice, because he took her to Korean barbecue.
And
he was halfway crapping his pants by the end of the meal. And it's like, I don't know
like,
if this is the smartest spot.
I don't know about the Korean barbecue, but it was her choice. And Dak said that's a good play. Just go with whatever she wants. Just maybe keep it light on the food.
I just say the biggest thing is compromise. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Give her what she wants.
Yeah.
What's the go-to sauce? If you're doing the McGangbang, are we doing sweet and sour? Are we mixing it up with like a ranch or maybe a barbecue sauce?
Sweet and sour is my go-to.
Sweet and sour, no question. Okay, go ahead.
Are you still are you big into Madden still? You playing some Madden?
I haven't been playing Madden. I've been more on a Call of Duty.
Okay, so are you Warzone or just straight up multiplayer Call of Duty?
Warzone.
Yeah?
You looking forward to Warzone 2?
I am.
You playing some video games while you're out here?
Oh, no, not right now. I play on PC, so it's like too much to – it's hard for me to go back to console.
Yeah. Right. I heard that. I made that choice, and I'll never look back. It's a totally different experience. Kill-death ratio. You're pretty good, aren't you?
It's not above one.
Okay.
No, I'm terrible.
I'm terrible, too. I got to find
it's
good
really
players.
It's really a good time just to, like, you know, get on a game, hang out with your homeboys, you know what I mean? It's
right.
More the camaraderie. So then – I'm a good Warzone
It's the Bonnie
player.
Experience.
Do you do more trash talking on the headset playing the game or out here on the field?
Definitely on the headset.
Who's the biggest trash talker on the team right now?
Right now, I'll probably say JK.
J. Ron Kearse?
Yep.
We a couple of people have said Micah, but Micah is claiming like he doesn't do much trash talking. But this is the first we've gotten Jayron Kearse, so that's good. We need to add that to the list of current team trash talkers. During the in games, are you a trash talker?
No, I'm too locked in.
Too locked in. Who's the biggest trash talker you've played against?
I'll probably have to say Terrell Suggs.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
You know, yes. Something that's kind of fun I've always wanted to get your thoughts on is your mom can mix it up pretty good on social media.
Yeah.
And it's one of the funnest things on Cowboys Twitter is to see Zeke's mom come through and just body somebody who's being disrespectful. What's that like from your perspective?
I mean, she's a grown woman, so, you know what I mean? It's not like it'd be like –
Yeah.
But I mean, I think some of it's funny. No, definitely some of it's funny.
So we were talking about this with Micah last year during Hard Knocks. Micah had everybody over, and his mom cooked for everyone. What's your favorite thing that your mom cooks?
So my mom cooks for me. She'll cook fried chicken, mac and cheese, cabbage. I love her cabbage. Let me see, what else? Probably like green beans.
That sounds fantastic.
It really
mashed potatoes.
Do you still have Chef Hoppy doing your
yep.
cooking for you?
Mm-hmm.
So how? What's typically training camp wise? What are you eating? How are you keeping in shape for training camp?
Training camp just depend where my weight at. So obviously a lot of protein, and then depending, you know, if I'm, you know, high or low, how much carbs I'll eat.
Right. And then an off day, it's been hard to come by, right? You don't have a lot of off days right now. But what's – for Ezekiel Elliott, you get an off day out here at Oxnard at camp. What are you doing?
Going to Del Taco.
My man. All right, what's the Del Taco order?
I like the chicken soft tacos, double chicken, double cheese. No secret sauce.
No secret sauce, okay.
That's a strong play. All right, we're doing the Continental Breakfast every morning at the hotel. What's Ezekiel Elliott's favorite Continental Breakfast item?
Oh, you got to go with the waffle.
Got to go with the waffle. Yeah, thank you. Absolutely. We got the
pancake
maker.
A lot of butter. You got to go with the waffle. A lot of butter. Then let it sit there, get a little soggy, and get your syrup on it.
There you go.
What do you like to keep your room temp at?
I'll say at night, 65.
Okay.
During the day, 68, 69.
And is it serial killer behavior, somebody that stays in a hotel room and makes their own bed? A little weird.
I don't know. I don't even make my own bed at home, so.
That makes two of us. Okay, the hardest you've ever been hit.
Hardest I've ever been hit. Probably by Terrell Suggs when we played him rookie year.
He's talking smack and he's laying the wood, man.
Exactly.
He's backing
That's
it
the
up.
Worst.
The most pain you've ever felt on a football field.
I don't know. I don't really feel pain.
I love that answer.
You're an absolute animal. All right, the final question for you. We have some bathroom etiquette stuff that we've been discussing a little bit. And so, but I am curious, okay, because we've talked about this with a lot of players. When you're out and about, you're on the scene, and you get hit with the unfortunate, maybe you had the McGangbang, maybe it's not sitting right, okay, and we're having to pull off, we're going to a random place, an uncomfortable place to have to go number two. There's three types of people in the world. They're either going to go cheek to seat. They're going to put the toilet paper around the seat as like a buffer between the cheek and the seat because it's a public bathroom.
Yeah, you're laying it down.
Or, and a man with some great quads, you might do this, the hover technique. Okay, so it's emergency situation. What's the move there? Which guy are you, the buffer, the cheek to seat, or the hover?
I'm definitely the buffer.
You got it. You got to keep that buffer.
Probably a couple levels of it, you know what I mean? You can't just put one down, you know, you got to –
Yeah, you got to put like three or four layers
you gotta
down.
You got to wipe absolutely. The seat, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Then you got to put it down. Because, I mean, let's be real. Guys are terrible in the restaurant.
Of course you know they are.
They act like they don't know how to aim that thing, man.
No. No, they don't.
Speaking of that, in the comfort of your own home, is it ever okay to take a seat when you're going number one?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
We just became best friends.
What are those circumstances?
I mean, too tired.
Yeah.
Middle of the night.
Yeah, I mean, just too tired. I mean, whenever you want, shoot. I mean,
in the comfort of your own home,
it's just
freaking
you and yourself in there. You know what I mean? Like, who cares?
Well, and from the cleanliness standpoint of it, right? I mean,
you're
not
and you don't got to worry about you know, making a mess.
100%.
There he is. Year 7, number 21. Zeke, thank you so much. Give him hell. We'll be pulling for you.
Thank you. Appreciate you guys.
We appreciate you.
Thank you, sir. There he goes, Ezekiel Elliott. Thank him so much for sitting down there in that hot seat. It ended with quite a few great lines. They don't know how to aim that thing.
Yeah.
Was the best. I don't know. I guess it's the old school guy in me. I just I can't get with the justifying, you know, sitting down. to relieve yourself,
I can't
Brian.
Believe how excited, like, Chief was about it. I mean, like, yes, finally, somebody. And I'm, like, going, man, you're crazy. I
mean, he's been roasted pretty good for that take. And he might have had the most embarrassing.
He's probably deserving of it.
Yeah. Sure, but Zeke's a sitter to pee.
I think the new generation's more comfortable with it than maybe some of the old ones are.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, thanks to Zeke, though, and thanks to everybody for making us part of your day as training camp coverage rolls on, brought to you by Metter Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram and by Twin Peaks. And when we come back, it's time now for Woolchuck's Top 10 at 420. Where are we headed with that, sir?
All right, I'll give you an option, 877-881-1053, National Oyster Day. Do you want Top 10 seafood items that are not fish, or do you want the top 10 water parks? Get your votes in. We'll have the winner next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.